Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Comedy show, Casey Corbin, March 25th. Award-winning comedian Casey Corbin hosts the Sudbury Comedy Showcase March 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the Northbury Hotel and Convention Center on Brady Street. Originally from the Ottawa Valley, Casey Corbin has accomplished plenty in his comedy career, including an hour special on the Comedy Network, Casey Corbin Comedy Uncensored, and a half-hour special that aired on CTV's Comedy Now. He's also been seen on CBC's Halifax Comedy Fest and Comedy at Club 54. But that was a long time ago. He's a regular on SiriusXM Canada Laughs and has been heard on CBC Radio on Laugh Out Loud. He has performed at the 25th anniversary of Just for Laughs and has toured with them supporting Harland Williams on his 2005 Tasty Treats tour. Individual show tickets are $25 each and VIP tables are also available. Tickets and tables can be purchased online at www.derekyoungmarketing.com. La Slague presents Petite Beliveau March 25th. As they say in Bay St. Marie, this guy is Wellment Bon. English words often pop up in Acajon French, so you might get the gist of Petite Beliveau's down-to-earth views on life. Get gas for the Ford Focus to get to work. Be okay on the quay watching boats in the bay. He's a simple man's musician as well, with a very catchy minimalist country folk sound that has a good old cassette player vibe. He's everyman, yet he's like nobody you've ever heard. Event takes place at College Boreal Sal Trisac. Doors open 6 p.m. Tickets are pay what you can. Purchase tickets through La Slague's website. Sudbury Manitoulin Children's Foundation presents Curling Funspiel March 26th. After taking a break due to COVID-19, the Sudbury Manitoulin Children's Foundation's, SMCF, Curling Funspiel has returned. This year's event will be hosted at the Coppercliff Curling Club on March 26th. Doors open 5 p.m., with prizes and auction items available. Three Shades of Grey will play live music for the evening. The costs for a team of four players is $160, or $40 per individual. Register at 705-673-2227 or email ann@smcf.com. African Cabaret March 26th. The African Cabaret is back for its 23rd year, featuring African flavors, a fashion show and more March 26th at 6 p.m. at the Steelworkers Hall. A photo booth will be a cool feature this year, so wear your best outfit and get ready to pose. Proceeds go to Contact Interculturel, supporting the adjustment of newcomers' families coming into Sudbury. Tickets $35 for adults, $25 for students, seniors and $15 for children. Purchase tickets through Eventbrite. STC Spring Term Drama and Musical Classes Term begins March 26. Registration is now open for Sudbury Theatre Center's Spring Term of Drama and Musical Theatre Classes, which begins Saturday, March 26. The 9-week term will culminate in the presentation of a recital showcasing the participants' talents. Academy classes are led by skilled instructors with extensive teaching backgrounds. Students are exposed to a wide range of games, exercises and experiences that are tailored to any skill level. More information at sudburytheatre.com/youth. City of Lakes Music Society Concert March 27. The City of Lakes Music Society presents A Voice of Her Own, a concert presenting the music of women composers such as Cécile Chaminade, Alexina Louis, Elizabeth Rahm and Germaine Taillefer. Featured artists include the trio Triple Play with Charlene Biggs on piano, Brenda Arrowsmith on clarinet, and Charlotte Leonard on trombone, as well as violinist Jamie Arrowsmith, soprano Pamela Teed, and special guest the Cambrian Choir, as well as up-and-coming young Sudbury musicians. Concert to take place at 2 p.m. March 27th at St. Anne de Pins Church in downtown Sudbury. Tickets cost $25 for adults, $20 for seniors, $15 for students at the door. Face masks required and seating limited. Interfaith Service for Peace in Ukraine March 27th. Sudbury Interfaith Dialogue presents A Service for Peace in Ukraine. Takes place at the Parkside Center from 3:30 to 5 p.m. featuring prayers from local faith traditions. More information at 705-692-9603. Cinefest Sudbury screening of After Young, March 30th. Cinefest Sudbury holds a red carpet patron program screening of the film After Young at 7 p.m. March 30th at Silver City Sudbury. When his young daughter's beloved companion, an android named Young, malfunctions, Jake, Colin Farrell, searches for a way to repair him. In the process, Jake discovers the life that has been passing in front of him, reconnecting with his wife, Jodie Turner Smith, and daughter across a distance he didn't know was there. Purchase tickets on Cinefest's website. Northern Lights Festival Boreal tickets now on sale for July 10. Festival tickets are now on sale for July 7-10 Festival in Bell Park, Northern Lights Festival Boreal's 50th edition. The festival has announced headliners including the New Pornographers, Judy Collins, Bombino and more. Passes are available online at nlfb.ca/tickets. Junction North International Documentary Film Festival March 31st to April 3rd. The fifth edition of Sudbury's own documentary film festival will be running in person at Sudbury Indie Cinema from March 31st to April 3rd. The opening feature, set for Thursday, March 31st at 6:30 p.m., is Mao, the first feature documentary about designer, innovator, Sudbury-born Bruce Mao. Also featured as Sundance winner President, Academy Award nominee Ascension and Planet in Focus winner Last of the Right Whales. Festival lineup available here. Purchase passes through Eventbrite. Early bird passes, $60, available until March 15. Art show and sale. Sue Lampinen, April 1-3. Artist Sue Lampinen holds her 25th anniversary art show and sale April 1-3. The event takes place 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day at 1350 Regent Street, across from Shell Station. New paintings and prints by Lampinen. Original art door prize and giveaways throughout the weekend, as well as refreshments. COVID protocols will be in place. Book launch April 2. Latitude 46 Publishing is set to launch their spring 2022 season with Sault Ste. Marie author Annie Wenger Nabiggin's memoir Enough Light for the Next Step. A memoir of love, loss, and spirit. The Sudbury book launch takes place at 7 p.m. April 2 at the Art Gallery of Sudbury. Wenger Nabiggin will be joined in conversation with Will Morin, University of Sudbury Indigenous Studies professor. Books can also be purchased online at www.latitude46publishing.com, www.alllitup.ca, Indigo or ask your favorite bookseller to order. La Nuit sur l'Étang April 2. The 49th edition of La Nuit sur l'Étang returns April 2 after a two-year hiatus due to COVID-19. The event, entitled Envoi d'Evasion, will take place April 2 at the Trisac Auditorium and the Au Pied du Rocher Hall at College Boreal in Greater Sudbury at 7:30 p.m. evening, hosted by Chloe Theriault. Performers include Les Bilinguish Boys, Edward Landry, Steph Paquette and Dave Poulin, and Patricia Cano. Tickets range in price from $10 to $60. Purchase tickets online here. TNO presents Aeroporte April 7-9 production highlights the story of Amelia Earhart. Fantasy, comedy and philosophical fable come together in this imaginary journey that plumbs the depths of memory that lives beyond death. In Aeroporte, the visions of two Sudbury playwrights intersect in Miriam Cusson's French translation of local playwright Matthew Hady's original English play, entitled, Everfalling Flight, which runs at STC March 3-13, see above. Enjoy the opportunity to discover two unique visions of the same play. The TNO production of Aeroporte runs April 7-9 at Collège Boreal, including two performances with English subtitles. Tickets are pay what you can, with a maximum price of $40 each. Visit TNO's website for tickets. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Healing Touch April 9. This special concert marks 2 years since the pandemic began and honors those who suffered with COVID, their caregivers and all first-line responders and essential workers within our community. The SSO String Quartet will perform Beethoven's String Quartet Opus 132 in a minor, that offers a prayer of thanks after illness, with T.S. Eliot's writings on suffering and resilience inspired by this piece. Event MCED by local radio host Marcus Schwab. Two concert times, 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. takes place at Sudbury Indie Cinema on Mackenzie Street, $5 from each ticket goes to Health Sciences North Foundation. Purchase tickets through SSO's website. Presentation on Columbine High School Shooting April 11th. Special presentation on lessons learned from the 1999 Columbine High School shooting with retired principal Frank DeAngelis. A panel will join him. Event is being hosted by the Violence Threat Assessment Steering Committee. Takes places 6 to 8 p.m. April 11th at the Caruso Club. Presentation will be in English. For more information, contact VTRA coordinator at gmail.com. L'Arche Sudbury Fish Fridays until April 15th. L'Arche Sudbury, a local nonprofit that works with people with intellectual disabilities, has announced they will be bringing back their beloved Fish Fridays, in partnership with Herbert Fisheries. L'Arche Sudbury will be receiving half of all sales from the meal combo, priced at $27, that includes 4 pieces of fish, a small fry, coleslaw, and tartar sauce. The event runs until April 15th and meal tickets need to be purchased by the Wednesday before the day of pickup. To purchase your meals and schedule a time to pick up your meal, click here. Celtic Illusion at the Sudbury Arena April 22nd. Celtic Illusion brings its magic to the Sudbury Community Arena on April 22nd. Show features dance and magical illusion. Includes a cast of internationally acclaimed dancers, including performers from Riverdance and Lord of the Dance. Tickets available at greatersudbury.ca/tickets. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Inuit Prints Exhibition until April 30th. The Art Gallery of Sudbury invites you to visit to a new exhibition featuring 60 prints by 27 Inuit artists titled First Sign of Spring. Inuit Prints from the Collections 1959 to 1970. The exhibit runs until April 30th. Artists include Kanowak Ashevik, Pitsiolik Ashuna, Lucy Chinuayuak, Kananjinik Putuguk and Helen Kalvik. Pre-book your visit online at artsudbury.org or phone 705-675-4871 to make your booking. Community Volunteer Income Tax Program available until April 29th. United Way Centrade Northeast Ontario, Nord-Est de l'Ontario, UWCNEO, in partnership with Canada Revenue Agency, is now offering the Virtual Community Volunteer Income Tax Program, CVIT, to help low-income earners file their taxes at zero cost. The virtual CVIT program is available from March 1 to April 29, 2022. Eligible clients may register online at uwcneo.com or by phone at 705-560-3330, ext. 210. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls. Mondays to Fridays, fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.